Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 24 to 26. No compromise. Now, we've met this before. No, we haven't met it before. We've met this repeatedly before. We've had it time and time again. It's very, very clearly, it's very, very serious, this business. God is making this point as heavily, as emphatically. He's making so much stress on it that it shows it must be a vital matter. What am I talking about? Let me just read the verses. Chapter 7, verses 24 to 26. God will give their kings into your hand, and you will wipe out their names from under heaven. God will give you the victory. We looked at this yesterday, the promise that God would be with Israel. They would, despite their fears, they would triumph. So verse 24, the Lord will deliver them. Verse 23 as well, and so on. And then he says this, no one will be able to stand against you. You will destroy them. Now, okay, that's a fact. But here's the responsibility, verse 25. The images of their gods you are to burn in the fire. Do not covet the silver and gold on them, and do not take it for yourselves, or you will be ensnared by it, for it is detestable to the Lord your God. Do not bring a detestable thing into your house, or you like it will be set apart for destruction. Utterly abhor and detest it, for it is set apart for destruction. Deuteronomy 7, 24 to 26. The slightest compromise, any compromise, the slightest of compromises with paganism, with their idolatry, with their systems, with their gods, with their worship, whatever. What will it do for you? It will ensnare you. Those who worship idols, those who make them, get like them. Dead, blind, deaf, gaudy. And says God, you must destroy them. Don't link yourself up with them. You see this in verse 25 and verse 26. You don't get ensnared in it. You don't get tangled up in it. You don't take it into your house. You don't covet it. Now, you know what happened in Israel. Look at Achan. Very early. That's only over the page. Not literally, but virtually. In historical terms, it's just over the page. And Achan commits this very sin. And Israel suffers defeat as a result of it. The lessons come home so quickly. Paganism is detestable to God. Idolatry, covetousness, after the paganism, the worldly systems, after worldly goods, whatever it is that the pagans have, that is utterly corruptible and detestable and offensive to God. And you have nothing to do with it, he says. Because if you get with it, you too will be ensnared and you too will be treated in the same way as I treat the paganism and the idolatry. Now, here's the thought that Israel, if they go down this route, will be lumped with the pagans. If they link themselves with the pagans, they will be lumped with them. Now, have nothing to do with it. Get rid of it. Destroy it. Don't touch it. Don't play with it. Don't tinker with it. Well, the application is so obvious. I know we're in the new covenant. I know we're not talking about land and battles and wars in the physical sense, but we are in a spiritual warfare. 2 Corinthians 10 and 1 Corinthians 10 tells us that the things that happen to Israel are written and recorded for us in the new covenant. Now, it could not be plainer. Now, what's the application today? The church, believers, although we are in the world, we have contact with the world, but we must not be contaminated by the world. But if we mix ourselves and pick up their ideas and adopt their systems and take their gods and their principles and their practices, if we in any way play with this, we shall be corrupted by it. We shall be contaminated by it, and we shall be consumed with it and by God in his wrath toward it. and toward us then. Oh, you say, well, no, we're people. Well, look at 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. Judgment begins at the house of God, my friend. Now, I believe, I'm convinced, that we are copying the world today. We are welcoming the world into the church. Israel's track record and result was dreadful. And I believe, I'm convinced, that we are doing the same today. And although we're not talking in material things come into it, but it's the spiritual point. Well, I don't need to make the point anymore, do I? I've made it again and again. It's here, it stands out a mile. If I haven't made it, if it's not obvious, then I've failed anyway, and nothing I can say to make it clear. These two words, you can be ensnared by it, says God, verse 25. You'll be destroyed by it, verse 26. Did they get the message? They did not. Will we get the message? Are we getting the message? I don't think we are. Well, what does that mean? The Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I, the Lord, change not. These principles don't come and go. God is clear in the new covenant as much as in the old. Be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing. May God give us wisdom here. And may we come to our senses. May God arise and convict us of our sin and bring us to a sense of returning to the Lord our God. Come, let us to the Lord our God with contrite hearts return. Our God will receive us. The book of Hosea is plain. But we must turn back to him and have nothing to do with the paganism of the world in our time. The church and the culture. Well, the church is in the world, but we must have contact but not be contaminated. God give us grace in this. Amen.